Let's play a little guessing game. I'll tell you a short story, and you guess what my wife's reaction would be. Let's say I'm in New Orleans, and I call home about 1 o'clock in the morning, wake my wife out of a sound sleep, and say, I just wanted to call you and tell you about the great time I had tonight. I was having dinner and met this attractive woman about your age, and we began talking. She told me about an opera, and she had 2 tickets. So she asked me if I'd like to go along. Well, since I had nothing else to do, I said, sure. So we went. And it was great. We had a wonderful time. Well, I just thought I'd call and tell you about the evening. And by the way, if you have any concerns about me going out with another woman, don't worry. I want you to know that you're still number one. Now, how do you think my wife would react? Well, your guess is as good as mine, because, of course, it never happened, and it never will. But does my wife even want to be number one? I've never discussed it with her, but I don't think so. Like any other wife, I think she wants to be the only one, and she is. But let's take this a step farther. How about the Lord? What does He want? Does He want to be number one in our lives? Well, I think in one sense that's true. He does want first place in our lives. But in another sense, that's not enough. What it does is put the Lord at the top of a long list. He's number one, but then there's something or someone else who's number two, then number three, and so on. I think this is the wrong perspective. With the songwriter, our hearts must shout the simple fact, He's everything to me. He's my all in all. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone should receive honor and glory and blessing. Paul's words are to the point. Christ died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.